if there's a problem, how can we learn to take ownership of the problem or take the initiative to become humble and take the first step for solving the problem? Actually, we often have a very functional approach to things. This is a problem, this is a solution. You cause the problem, so you fix the mess. So, and that is the way we normally function in the world. If we have a more service-oriented approach, that means, yes, this problem is there. Ultimately, this problem is going to impede our service to the Lord. Who caused the problem is not as important as whether the problem gets fixed or not. So if we shift our vision from the specific problem and solution to the service of the Lord, and that service is what is important, so then that itself gives us a higher perspective. So we all have to, in our life, choose our battles. There is too many things wrong in life. And if we just look at the news, we'll find hundreds of things that are wrong. How much of it can we correct? We all choose our battles. So even in our spiritual life, we have to choose our battles. So ultimately, the most important battle we are fighting is that we want to serve the Lord. So for the service to go on, sometimes we may just decide to take a step back in a particular situation. So if we keep the big picture in mind, then we will know, okay, this is not such a big issue. Sometimes, you know, we may give a concession to someone else because, you know, yeah, okay, this is at least let's keep things moving. Like earlier I said that the mind magnifies small problems. So basically, the general way in which the mind deludes us is by making us lose perspective. Making us lose our sense of perspective. Sometimes we may magnify a small problem and sometimes we may trivialize a big problem. So either way, the mind can make us lose our sense of perspective. So if we have it clear, okay, you know, I have dedicated my life to the service of the Lord. He is my goal. And now, okay, this problem, how much energy do I want to spend on this? I may actually argue and prove that they are wrong and I am right. But how much energy can I spend on this? Just let it get over. Let's move on. In the Ramayana, there's the example of who was that demoness before Simhika, whom Hanuman meets in the Lanka. First he meets. No, first one. Simhika is the, she comes up as a, Mainak Parvat comes, and after that, there's a demoness who opens her mouth.
Surasa.
Surasa, yeah, thank you. So, now that is a good example of these four obstacles that Hanuman meets on the journey to Lanka, they represent various things. So Surasa actually, she makes her mouth big. And Hanuman makes her mouth big. And she makes her mouth bigger. And Hanuman makes himself bigger. Now, Hanuman could have made it into ego. You know, I made it into ego issue. I can become bigger than you. But Hanuman thinks, my goal is, I have to reach Lanka as soon as possible. So what he does is, he says, her benediction is that whatever is going this way has to enter her mouth. And she has become very big. Hanuman suddenly becomes very small and enters into her mouth and comes out. So the, your blessing is honored. Let me go ahead. She becomes pleased by that. She says, okay, you are very intelligent. You are diligent in the service of the Lord. Please go ahead with my blessings. So like that, sometimes, you know, the other person gives their arguments. We give our arguments. Then they give their arguments. We give our arguments. Okay, sorry. I made a mistake. Let's move on now. Let's close this chapter in our life. So, you know, Our love for Krishna should free us from the necessity of being right in every argument. The ego has that need to prove that I am right in this argument. And actually, and I'm saying it's ego, it's not necessarily in an arrogant sense, but we just have that need. I want to prove as if I'm right. But if our love for Krishna is strong, we understand that there are more important things than proving my rightness or the other person's wrongness. That is not really the most important thing. The important thing is to move on in our life. Now, if something is a regular pattern and again the person is creating a problem and is victimizing us, troubling us, then we may have to deal with it differently. But if something is just a one-off incident, there is no point in, you know, our purpose of serving Krishna, our love for Krishna should give us, see, for us, whenever we are we are proven wrong or we are depicted as wrong, that creates an insecurity. Oh, people will think I am careless. People will think I am foolish. People will think like this about me. People will think like that about me. And that also makes us want to, no, I am right. I am not wrong. But if we are fixed in Krishna, Krishna knows our heart. We want to serve Him. And okay, I made a mistake. Let's move on with life. So that way, if we are devoted to Krishna, we have security within. We don't need constantly in every situation the world to approve us. So even if we are painted as wrong in some situations, if it's not a very big thing, we just move on in our life. So that's the test of our love for Krishna. We don't have to prove ourselves right in every situation. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story of Prithu Maharaj. Indra was coming again and again and making a mess in Prithu's yajna. And actually Indra was a troublemaker. But when Brahmaji comes, Brahmaji tells Prithu, you know, Indra doesn't want you to do 100 sacrifices, just stop it. Just stop with 99. And Prithu could have argued, you know, Indra is wrong, I am right. Why are you telling me to correct me? Stop. Tell him to stop. So he is not mature enough to stop. Actually, Brahmaji did not even have to tell him that. Prithu understood. So sometimes the other person may make a small issue into a big issue. Then if we also make that small issue into a big issue, then it becomes a very big issue afterwards. So okay, if this is so important, you just take it. Let's move on with our life. So there is right, and there is also the right beyond right. That means there's a right and wrong in a particular argument. But there is right in the ultimate sense of what is important in our life. So in the sense of Prithu saying, okay, I'll not do the sacrifice. You know, he did not insist on proving his rightness in that situation. What was ultimately right was that Brahmaji, who was like the original Brahmana, was like a guru, he'd be pleased. Now, and then when he did that, what happened afterwards? Lord Vishnu himself appeared. So normally, if somebody performs 100 yajnas also, then the fruit that they get is they get to heavens. And the Lord may or may not appear. But although he did not do the 100th yajna, still the Lord appeared. And the Lord appeared because he was ready to give up that egoistic pleasure, that sense of honor. Oh, I want 100 yajnas. He gave it up for a higher cause. So if we keep that higher cause of the Lord in service in the mind, I know that Krishna understands us. So sometimes even if in a particular argument we are proven wrong, it doesn't matter. Let's take the humble position and move on with our service to the Lord. Does that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Yes, from.
This answer, Mother Tulsi, is very, very right.